in a season, the season of the game changer. This is the season that we're in. And what we're going to do, we're going to go to Isaiah, the 29th chapter. And we're going to start at the 15th and the 16th. And then we're going to go to the 23rd and the 24th. 15, 16, 23rd, 24th. And the word of the Lord reads, "Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us? Who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he hath no understanding?" The 23rd and 24th says, "But when he seeth his children, the work of my hands, in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmur shall learn doctrine." Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I wrestle all evening, and sometimes it's men and women of God to be able to deliver the word. That's what we do. We wrestle. We ask God all day long, sometime up until the time we pull up in the driveway, not knowing that we're already in preparation when we wrestle. Because when you are receiving deposits, sometimes you're not aware that you're receiving deposits into your spirit on what you're supposed to deliver to the people of God. And sometimes you feel uncomfortable and you start wiggling, but you're wiggling and you're making adjustments unknowingly in the spirit. You're making adjustments because God is making a deposit in your vessel. And sometimes other stuff has to move over that's already been present there so that it can make room for what God is putting in. It's almost like you're trying to adjust a trash can. When you get ready to stuff a trash can or stuff a bag, or you're getting ready to do some traveling, you might have to adjust some stuff. You might say, I'm gonna take this out and move this over because this is coming in. So that's what was going on all day yesterday up until this morning. So while I was sleeping, God showed me a table that could adjust for one game of chess on one side, and you could play another game on the underside of it. And it had two locks. I have never seen anything like this before. And it had a lock on this side, a latch where you could lock it so the table would remain this way. But when you wanted to play another game, you flip the side of the table. And I said, well, what is this? So for some reason, it goes right along with what he was trying to say. He said in the word, surely your turning of things upside down should be esteemed as a potter's clay. Now, I don't like to get into political things and saying which side I'm on and all of that, but we live in a world that God made. We live in a world where God allowed people to be in positions of authority. So we have no choice but to look at it, but look at what God is doing through it. And in the word of Isaiah is a prophetic book where God says, I think it's about maybe like 90% of Isaiah is always saying what God will do. You can expect it every time that he says, I'm going to do it. I will. I shall. It shall come to pass. So with that being said, a lot of people have done things their way. They've done it in secret, in meetings. They've done it in their own counsel, like the Bible says. Who says that God knows what's going on? I'm trying to hide my counsel from God. There are people that have intentions out of their mouth, but you can't see their heart. There are people who go contact other countries to do things, think nobody knows about it, and next thing you know, the table flips, the game changer. See, God is the game changer. And the sad thing about this table is you don't want to get caught up in between the turning of the tables because you will get stuck.
you.